1 week away from the NFL season. It's time to lock it in. Fact or Fiction, Lions edition.
Season's a week away, man.
Yep.
Next week, Eagles, Cowboys, a little bit of a kind of eh to that, but... Anyways, at least it's NFL football.
Well, yeah, will Parsons be there?
You know, will Micah Parsons get off the training table?
Literally.
He won't play in that game. All right, let's go. Jared Goff will lead the NFC in passing yardage again.
Yes. And I don't necessarily know that he has as many yards as he has last year with 4,600 yards. I think there's a chance that it could actually be more. But Baker, he was number two last year in all of the NFL. And then you look and say, okay, well, Baker was number three. I think Baker, in his numbers, takes a little bit of a step back. Geno Smith, who was in the top 10, no longer a factor in the NFC. You got to go all the way down to Brock Purdy, who I think was 10, because Sam Darnold, also in the top 10, no longer an issue in the NFC. So I think he does lead the NFC in passing yards again. And Tesla is a part of that equation. Jahmyr Gibbs, being a receiver, using him to catch the ball more is a part of that equation.
I'll go fiction. I want the field, but that's kind of a cop-out, so I'll give you a name. Dak Prescott. I think they're going to be trailing. They do not have a run game. They added George Pickens. Dak leads the NFC.
It's possible. Yep.
Aiden Hutchinson will have 17 sacks or more, so that's one per game.
Fact. He's going to do it. Aiden Hutchinson, a fact, will have 18-plus sacks and win Defensive Player of the Year.
A fact as well. I think he is going to come back with a vengeance. He was really finding a rhythm last year, and I know everybody says, well, he was a backup tackle. I don't care who the tackles are or how many times he gets double teamed. He is coming back with a vengeance and will be dominant this year. So it's 18 or more.
Defensive Player of the Year?
Yes.
That's what I said.
All right. Number zero.
Did he stutter?
Got the second best odds, by the way, behind only Micah Parsons, who, if you missed it, hasn't exactly been ramping up.
Number zero last year, Terrion Arnold had zero interceptions. This year, Terrion Arnold will have three interceptions or more.
I'm going to say fiction. I think he is going to be a much better player, and he'll have more passes defended. He'll be I'm not going to call him a shutdown corner. I just don't think, I mean, interceptions are really hard to come by. I don't think he has a couple, but I don't think he has three or more.
What he said, fiction.
Wow.
Interceptions are hard to come by. I think he'll have more than zero, but I'm not predicting like some big interception season.
Right.
He's the number two corner.
And they have above average playmakers at safety,
yeah,
which kind of takes away opportunity. I think, look, I was bothered by the zero last year, but then they also had the interception leader on their team. You only get so many chances to make an interception.
Right. Right. And the way the defense is set up, it's man coverage. Typically guys in zone are sitting there. Safeties, yeah, they can make the play on the ball.
And the other, but the one thing that I could say yes to is that Calvin Shepard has emphasized, and we've heard this throughout all of training camp, get that ball out. Turnovers is all a big part of what their point of emphasis defensively. But I still think, like what Jim said, man coverage, that's really tough to do.
Jahmyr Gibbs will have 2,000 yards combined rushing and receiving.
Last year he had 1,929. It's close. I'm going to say fiction because I don't expect Montgomery to miss time, and I think they will manage the workload to get through 20-plus games.
I'm going to say fact. Because he was so close last year, I think the numbers for rushing stay the same. They may actually go up a little bit. He might be a 1,500-yard back because, Montgomery is there. But over the course of the season, it's still going to be a 1-2 punch, but it's going to be more in favor of Jahmyr Gibbs this year, and they're going to use him more to catch the ball. So 517 yards last year receiving goes up.
I'm fascinated by this because – I feel like Jahmyr Gibbs has the potential to have an LaDainian Tomlinson / Sean Alexander / Priest Holmes type year in his career.
Yes.
And does that bust through this year? And if it is busting through, do you hold that back? Like what you said, workload. It's going to be very fascinating.
And they're playing
to watch
for the Super Bowl, not for individual accolades.
They're going to play in the Super Bowl? All right, we'll get to that in a little bit. Isaac Tesla will have more touchdowns than Jameson Williams.
I'm going to say fiction. And the reason I say fiction is he's going to be the number three receiver. He'll be the number four or five target. He's going to be a huge addition to this offense. But J-Mo, obviously he can have the game-breaking touchdowns. He can be a 50-50 ball guy as well. You can use him in the red zone. But they also hand him the ball on some reverse. We've seen some big-time plays on reverses. Don't be surprised to see him line up in the backfield at some point. That's something I'm looking for with John Morton and with...
Fullback?
No, not a fullback. Come on, don't be a dork. Yeah, but I do think we see him get the ball in his hands a lot more. A breakout season, as John Morton has said.
Tesla will have more. The frame, 6'4", built for the red zone. J-Mo doesn't get a ton of red zone targets. And between Laporta and St. Brown in the red zone, I just think Tesla's skill set suits him more for red zone.
It seems like it's going to be a pick your poison with Tesla or Laporta in the red zone TDs. All right, Jack Campbell will make the Pro Bowl.
Fact. It could be a big year for him. They're banking on a big year. Green dot. He's already had some progress from his first couple seasons. I think it's going to be a big year for him.
Yep. He's going to be on the field almost exclusively. And I think he has another step forward. He's taken a step forward every single year. I would look for him to be in the top two or three in total tackles. And look for him. You talk about interceptions. A guy that, you know, numbers could go up in that regard is Jack Campbell.
Kirby Joseph will lead the NFL in interceptions again.
Fiction. And not because I think Kirby Joseph takes a step back. I know everybody wants to say, oh, the Lions take a step. No, that's not it at all. It's some of those were tips and overthrows. And, you know, right place, right time. And he's good players are in the right place at the right time. I think he still has six or seven, but to think that he has the nine that he had last year, I don't think so.
Exactly. I don't expect him to lead the league again. It's a tall task. Fiction.
The Lions will lose to the Ravens, Chiefs, and Bengals.
Fiction. I think they will lose to the Ravens. They may lose to the Chiefs, although no, Rashee Rice is a vote of confidence, and I think they'll beat the Bengals.
Same. I think there's a chance.
They have Chase Brown, by the way. The Bengals.
I Chase Brown kids.
That's a great one. Ravens. I'm not going to sit there and say that they lose all of them. No, I don't think they do. Jared Goff has never lost to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, let's not forget that. And I know there's a lot more that goes into it. It's just a fun little stat. But the Bengals, I do think that they beat the Bengals. It's going to be a track meet, but I think they beat the Bengals.
The Lions will not lose a game in the division.
I think this is fiction. It's six games. I don't know if it's Green Bay or if it's Minnesota that they lose one of them to. But to sit here and think, I mean, it's kind of just playing the odds, right? It's 5-1 in the division. I think everybody starting the season would say that's a great division record. I don't think they sweep the division, though.
Yeah, I would say they're going to win 5+, but I'll play it
five
safe
plus.
Here.
You're son.
That's six, then.
Five or more. Greg, well, that's what I'm saying. My bet is they're not losing multiple games, but I think they'll lose one. Let me get a couple words out, dude.
I think the road game set up very favorably in the division, meaning that you open at Green Bay, teams are going to be ready to go. They're healthy.
Yep.
They've had success there. Let's set the tone. You got Minnesota on Christmas. I actually think it's worse to play at home on Christmas.
And
you close with Chicago, and by then that's going to be a dumpster fire with Bent Johnson and Caleb Williams. Mobile quarterbacks will be the Lions' Achilles heel.
I'm going to say... Okay, fact, because it's a factor for every team. It's not just the Achilles heel for the Lions. It's the Achilles heel for almost every defense. The only one that we saw that could, I think, handle it is the Philly defense. And, you know, when you say it's the Lions' Achilles heel, you could also say it's...
Mythological hero Achilles.
I thought about that when I wrote this.
I love that one.
I will say, fact, it is one of their two Achilles heels. The other one would be the interior of the offensive line. But if you're starting Marcus Davenport, putting a lot of faith in him, that's going to be Achilles heel.
The Lions will win the Super Bowl.
Fiction. Because of the two Achilles heels.
Well, there's an Achilles heel for every team. Some are a little bit more visible at this time of the year than others. They'll develop them throughout the course of the season. But I'm going to play the odds and say it's fiction. It's the odds that the Lions never have even been there. And I do think we went through our picks last year or last week. I think they get there. I just don't think that they win it.
You had the Ravens. I had the Bills.
Everybody's confidence has been shaken, I think, a little bit. Justifiably so. I mean, I think the Ragnow thing changed a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yep. There you have it. That's fact or fiction. 97.1.